All right, so I say good morning. We left off on page Kuf Lamed Dalet, actually the last page of Perek Yud Aleph. So remember again, the Ramchal here is discussing the incredible downfall or the incredible negative aspects of kavod, of seeking out honor. So he says, "Va'amnam chachamim lezuchronam l'vracha." Remember again, on Friday, he actually says something very profound. He talked about the idea that for some people who are so fixated on their honor, on their kavod, so they end up falling into dire straits. They end up falling into poverty. Their family, bless you. Families end up suffering. Why? Because bless you. Because the opportunities that they're given for parnasa, they feel are not bakavodik enough for them. So as a result, people don't end up taking the job. They don't end up having the parnasa and the poverty, and the family is driven to poverty. So the Ramchal writes, "Va'amnam chachamim zecharon levracha." Asher horunu vehidrichunu tamid bildarchei ha'emes. Therefore, again, Chazal, who always tried to instruct us in the derech of emes, amru ehaves hamalacha usinas harabonos. They tell us in Pirkei Avos, love work usinas harabonos. Now, harabonos in this context doesn't mean hate rabbis, right? But rather, again, usinas harabonos means that hate honor. Rabbonos over here is a word for honor, to lord over someone. So love to work and despise the honor. In other words, that recognize the if you have an opportunity to work and you have an opportunity to provide for yourself and for your family, it's not your dream job. You don't feel it's bakavatik enough for you. No. You know, we have to do what we have to do in life to support our loved ones. Pshot nevelta b'shuka. For lo temar gavra rabba ana kahana ana. For the Gemara Pesachim says, better to skin a carcass in the marketplace than to say, I am a great man. In other words, that if that's the job that's available to you, that's the opportunity that's available to you, you take what you can get, and don't say that it's beyond your covet. Klal advar, to general parts, excuse me. Skip a line. Thank you. Va'amru od li olam ya'avod adam avoda shizara lo, va'ayit tzarech lebrios. What the Chazal said, that a better for a person to go ahead, I will say, avoda shehi zara lo doesn't mean avoda zara. Avoda shehi zara lo means better for a person to do something that they don't know anything about, right? Zara means like indifferent or strange. Better to do something which you have no frame of reference or you have no perceived skill set for, vayitzarech labrios, rather than to go ahead and to rely on people. Klal hadvarim. So the general principle is, kavod is one of the greatest obstacles that exists for a man. It's an incredible yisod. You can't be a true eved ne'eman, a true trusted servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any time that you are fixated on your own kavod. It's a very simple idea. I can't be fixated on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod if what? If I'm fixated on my kavod. If I'm spending all of my time figuring out how to go ahead and stoke and to stroke my ego, then ultimately I cannot be there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu ma sha'amar David HaMelech alav ha-shalom unikhalosi od mizos vayisi shafal be'enai. David HaMelech says that I realize that in order to properly serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to become a little bit more lowly in my own eyes. Also, it doesn't mean to become a nothing. It doesn't mean to become a shmata. But the idea is that it means to go ahead and realize that my life can't be about stoking my ego. Because if that's what life becomes about, then ultimately, again, I have no room or no time and no resources for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on. And the truth is, the real kavod in life comes from Yediyas HaTorah, comes from Torah knowledge. When a person ultimately is versed in Torah, steeped in Torah, living Torah, that's what ultimately gives kavod to man. V'chein amru zecharon levracha, ein kavod ala Torah. The only real kavod in life comes from our observance and our adherence of Torah. Shene emar, kavod chachamim yinchalu. Literally again, the kavod of chachamim will be inherited. V'zulasa, ein ela kavod meduma v'chosev. And other types of kavod are just simply fleeting and untrue, false. Hevel ve'in b'moil, right? There's nothingness, there's nothing to them. Ve'ra'oi ha'naki li'nakos li'tarim imenu tara gimura az yatzayach. And on both sides, it's only once the person goes ahead and totally purges themselves from these negative forms of covet, that a person ultimately, again, will be able to be successful. V'hine kalalti adhina rabim miprate hanikius. Ram Chal says, now at this point in time, we'll say this is hands down the longest chapter in Pirkei Avos. Just to give you an idea, so I mean, at least in this red edition, this particular chapter spanned about 41 pages. So this, I believe, is the longest chapter. But again, you understand why it was the longest chapter, because it was one of the most important. Ram Chal says, so now hopefully what we've done over here is that we've brought together the details of Nikios. Remember, and so Nikios, this idea ultimately means, Ram Chal tells us, that in order to be spiritually successful, a person has to try to root out all these negative traits and the common denominator. And remember, Ram Chal by no means, this is not an exhaustive discussion, Ram Chal by no means covered every single negative midah, but rather again in this chapter, he spoke about the primary negative midos that we struggle with and went through them in an effort to show us that even those things that we think we don't fall prey to, even those things that we think that we're able to escape, in reality, these are things that often we struggle with, albeit even subconsciously, every single day. And what Ram Chal is saying over here is that even though I have not been able to discuss every single negative trait within this particular chapter, nevertheless, it's called the Binyan Av. So what's a Binyan Av? So I guess in English we would call the Binyan Av a paradigm. This, I'm just creating for you a paradigm as to how to deal with negative character traits. And to recognize that, again, person has to be careful to really root out negative character traits within, recognizing that even things that we think we are beyond, or even things that we think that we have escaped in reality, we very often struggle with. V'hine, eineni yochol lahachish, shiyesh kitzas torach la'adam lahagia al mekiyos hazan. Rabbi says, now, Ram Chal says something very validating. He says, I understand. What I'm putting forward in this chapter is a Herculean task, right? To ask a person to root out all negative traits, right? To ask a person to go ahead and find every last little bit of negativity that they possess. But then I understand, says Ram Chal, is a very big deal. Afa pikin omer ani, she'in tzarech kol kach kimo shenira l'chora, v'amachshava b'davra hazeh kasha min ha'maisa. Listen to this. So Ram Chal says, I'll give you one piece of advice. This is amazing. Stop thinking about it so much and do a little bit more. What does Ram Chal say? There are some things that is very true. There are some things in life where if you just keep thinking about them, you know, there's a concept called analysis paralysis. Right? If a person goes ahead and analyzes something, if you think about this, if you're about to drive somewhere and you begin to analyze the possibilities of all that can go wrong when you get behind that road. Well, if you ever stop to think about this, just a moment, you ever think that when you get in a car, like you are relying on the common sense, reflexes, alertness of everyone around you, which is ridiculous because the world is filled with inept people, right? And the truth is, many people who are driving cars shouldn't be driving cars. And yet here, I'm literally putting my life and hence, I could be doing everything right. And one guy decides to go ahead and just simply not pay attention. And chas v'shalom, they could be catastrophic realities. So if you think about that, what would be the logical conclusion from that thought process? Don't drive, right? Don't drive. Fine, I'll walk. Okay, good. Then you get to the intersection. You're ready to cross. So what happens? Again, if you begin to analyze the possibilities as to what could... All right, so I assume that when the light is red, cars are going to stop. Does it happen that way? I mean, again, I'm relying on the common sense of people behind the wheel. Most people don't possess requisite common sense. So, okay, so does it make sense to cross the street? Probably not. I mean, maybe if there are no cars, probably. So the idea is that there are some things in life that if you analyze them too much, so ultimately, again, it just paralyzes you. It just leads you to inaction. So Ram Chal says something amazing over here. He says, I know what you're thinking. We've just spent 41 plus pages talking about the midah of Nikius, of literally purging oneself from all vestiges of negative character traits. I'm going to say to myself, oh my gosh, that's impossible. That's impossible. I mean, I'm pretty happy with myself if I don't act on sin. But the notion ultimately, again, of purging myself of the different roots, that's not possible. So Ram Chal says, better not to think about it as much, but just begin to implement. Sometimes better to do than to constantly think and ponder. Now we'll discuss, he hasn't discussed how to do. How to do, we'll get to. Rabbi says it's an incredible yisod in life. We've spoken about this many times, that there are some things that I know I need to do, but they don't make sense, right? On paper, it's probably not a very good idea, right? It probably, again, has many reasons why I shouldn't do it, but I know I have to do it. So sometimes in those situations, it's much better to analyze less and do a little bit more. He goes on, Ki ka'asha yasama adum belibo, v'yikpa b'yertzona b'kviyus, lios mi ba'ale hamida hatova hazos. Because when a person begins to put in his heart and begins to think to himself, I need to be a nekius guy, right? I need to live that trait. Person begins to do this process. I couldn't get into it today. I'm sorry. So a person ultimately again will realize that there is in fact a lot easier than not easier, but a lot more attainable than sometimes we think it is initially. Sometimes you could accomplish a lot more easily that which blows your mind when you think about it. And this is something that only life experience will show to be true. So we'll say it's an amazing way to end this chapter. That after he finishes discussing with us the incredible importance of Nikius, the need for Nikius, but the difficulty of Nikius, Ramchal gives us a fascinating piece of advice. Sometimes think a little less, try to do a little more, and you'll be successful. Let's begin Parakid Base today. We have a few moments still. Parakid Base. So, Bedarchi Kinias Hanikios. So, we'll say, remember now, so you understand already, of course, the structure of Mesilas Yesharim. So, the structure is that we begin with a discussion of a particular trait, and then ultimately, again, afterwards, we go on as to how to acquire that trait. That's the way the Sefer is set up. So, now that we've discussed extensively about what Nikios is, now the Shaila is, how do I acquire it for myself? So look what he writes. Hine ha'emtsoi ha'amiti liknos ha'nikiyos. So we'll say, remember again. So what's the midah of nikiyos? Just succinctly, what is it? The midah of nikiyos is the midah literally where I strive for spiritual cleanliness. I try to identify the negative traits that reside within me. Step number one of nikiyos is identification of negative traits. And then I put in the effort to go ahead and rid myself of those negative traits. So really, we'll say what nikiyos really is in its essence is self-awareness. The truth is, most of Mesilas Yesharim is self-awareness, right? So I need to know who I am. I need to know the things that I'm doing wrong, the things that I could perfect, the things that I could be doing a little bit better. I have to identify those things, and I have to find the courage to actually begin to correct those things within. So hinei ha'emtsoi ha'amiti liknos ha'nikiyos. So mostly say, how do we acquire this midah of nikiyos? Hi ha'u hasmadas ha'kriya b'derech ha'chamim. So mostly say, so how do we do it? By constantly, hasmada means diligence, vigilance, consistency in reading and learning divrei chachamim, the words of Chazal. He says, im be'inyane halachos, ve'im be'inyane hamusarin, both in matters of halacha, as well ultimately, again, as matters of musar. If you look at footnote number 2 in the red edition, he says, b'divrei chachamim zal nira, shikra kavana lechach me'atamut hatanai v'amuraim, so he says you have to learn Torah. Now again, if you notice by the way, it's not just saying any Torah, he's saying dafka halachos and musar. Halachos and musar. Kihine, now what does this mean? Kihine achar shekvaris ames etzala adam. Chovas hanekius v'atzorach bo. Because we'll say after you've already established again the correctness of nekius, of the spiritual cleanliness and the need for it, Achar shekvar hisik hazikirus v'hazirizus b'mashen nisaseik b'darchei kinyasam v'srachik mafsedehem. And after we've already gone over both of the first two midos of zihirus, which means, again, an awareness in life, making sure to contemplate what it is that I'm doing. Zrizus, incredible zeal in accomplishing the things that I need to accomplish and avoidance of the things that I need to avoid. Hinei lo yish'aru lo ata ikuvim liknos hanekius el yediyas hadikdukim asher b'mitzvos. So this is fascinating. Ramchal suggests that that the way to acquire the Midah of Nekius, and we'll have to obviously explore this more, is to have proficiency in mitzvos. Now, we'll say, now, this is an incredible yisod. You know, there's a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos says, al tarbe la'aser amados, which literally means, don't tithe by estimation. Don't tithe by estimation. So what's the pshat? What does it mean, don't tithe by estimation? So we'll say, let's say I don't know the amounts for tithing. I just don't know how much. So I say, you know what? I have good news. Good news, Cohen. You know what? I'm just going to give you a lot. I'm just going to give you a lot. So I don't know, is it a 40th? Is it a 50th? Is it a 60th? You know what? To call it even, I'm just going to give you a quarter of my produce. Okay, call it even. So we'll say, so the Mishnah says, don't do that. Don't do that. Why? You'll say, but you're giving more. So we'll say, it's an amazing thing. So the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam, all bring on the same idea. Because they will say, you can't live your life, specifically you can't conduct your Judaism by guesswork. You need to know what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it. Doesn't this come up all the time? Right? There's like a Shabbos issue that comes up, and begins there, it's like, I think that this might be usher. I think, or there might be something wrong with this. But the truth is, I'm not really sure. But then again, you know what? I'm pretty sure that even if it is, I think it's a dirabanan. And I'm pretty sure I heard that somebody said there's a machlokis about the dirabanan. So it's like kind of when you put all that together. So now suddenly what we've done is we've concocted like a halachic argument. I'm ready to write a thesis paper on why this is not really bad. It's a dirabanan, it's a safek, it's two sveikos, I'm not sure. Mashiach's not here, Klal Yisrael's not in Eretz Yisrael. So I think you put this all together and I think it should be okay. Now sometimes you might be right. And sometimes it actually may be permitted. But the point is to live Judaism like that with doubts and to live Judaism as an imprecise science is not the way to live. So we'll say, because again, you understand what that means? What that means is if I'm not sure about what it is that I'm doing, it means that my convictions and my practices are not solidly rooted. And if your Yiddishkeit, if your Judaism in a behavioral, practical, mechanistic, detailed sense is not practically rooted, that's when we get into trouble because the foundation is not solid. If the foundation is not solid, then there is absolutely no way to escape sin. So it's amazing. So what Ramchal is saying over here is if we want to master the Midah of Nekius, this is fascinating. Step number one to ultimately making sure that I'm able to purge myself of all negative traits is to make sure my Judaism is a precise science. Is to make sure, he says, to learn halacha, to know what I have to do and what I don't do, to know explicitly what the halacha says. I must say, now obviously, just because I know what the halacha says doesn't mean I automatically follow what the halacha says, but at least I know. At least I know, right? And again, knowing, having that knowledge is in and of itself an incredible step forward. Divrei Musar, what are proper moral ethical standards? What are proper moral ethical conduct? All of these things, says the Ramchal, a knowledge and a solidly rooted knowledge and a precise knowledge ultimately is the first step in Nekiyah. So we'll have to stop here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem, beginning of Perek Yud Beis tomorrow.